welcome into the Green Zone. It is Pat Egan, Tyrone Johnson will be joining us shortly. The Green Zone is presented by PlaySugarHouse.com with unique features and generous rewards. PlaySugarHouse.com is Pennsylvania and New Jersey's premier casino, custom designed for you. PlaySugarHouse.com must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. The Eagles are barely winning this game, 10-9 right now. They jumped out to an early lead, and the Patriots have clawed their way back. Mainly last 3 points thanks to a Carson Wentz fumble in prime real estate for the Patriots. Luckily, though, the defense of the Eagles held them to just 3 points. Let's get Tyrone Johnson on the line. Ty, what do you like about this game? What don't you like about this game?
I like the defense, other than Maddox, who spotted them an extra. Or McLeod, I should say, who spotted 3 points. The offense, though, we know it was going to be a struggle. Carson can't make that mistake and spot the other team points. It just can't happen.
Yeah, I completely agree. It was unfortunate. I thought that they've been doing a good job, especially the drive to get the Goddard touchdown. They did a great job of just killing time off the clock, keeping the ball out of Brady's hands, being methodical, running the ball a lot. And all of a sudden after that, the offense has kind of slowed down a lot in this game and let the Patriots kind of crawl back into it. And you can't obviously do that when you've got a player like Tom Brady.
No, now, with that, though, that was unacceptable, period. It does go back to the receiver issue, and that part of the reason I think he's holding the ball too long like that is because the receivers aren't very good, and that goes back to the GM once again. I don't know. When was the last time a receiving corps this bad started a game?
Probably 2016, probably.
No, this is worse than that.
Well, you said this bad. I go, this bad.
This is worse.
It might be worse, but I'm saying, all right, if you want to go, like, as bad as this, I mean, maybe.
You have to go probably to the 80s.
Yeah, I mean, the point's taken, though. This receiving core, I don't think anyone wants to go into a game with J.J. Arcega-Whiteside and Mac Hollins as your primary options as the Eagles.
Aguilar was not in on 12 personnel. That was something that was interesting that they didn't even bother playing. And the fault was, with Matthews in, maybe he would be bumped outside. He was not. At least when they went double tight, which was, did that surprise you at all?
A little bit. I think they're just trying to see what works with these guys, because you've got Jordan Matthews. Granted, he's comfortable with the offense, but he's back. Nelson Aguilar, you don't know what you're getting from him. I think they're just trying to move guys around to see if they can possibly get them open. As the Eagles continue to try to put points on the board before the end of the half, the clock is ticking, 7:01 right now. It's worth mentioning once again, the Patriots are going to get the ball to start the second half. So it would be great if the Eagles could tack on even 3 points here.
Three would be huge, because then you're up 4 going in, and a touchdown by them would only put you down 3.
Yeah. Now, obviously, and they come close to field goal range right there. You wonder how the wind conditions would affect a field goal. Apparently, it's pretty windy down there.
It is.
Now, me and you are both on the record as saying Jake Elliott's been a pleasant surprise this season, but still, you want to give them the best conditions possible. And obviously, I'd like to get them a little bit under the 40, not necessarily that field goal line that we're seeing, but a little bit under that to make it even more comfortable.
Yeah, I know they talk about, before the game, this is where you hit it from, but the conditions change during the game as well.
Yeah. Yeah, and also, you don't know if this is the side he was practicing on. At least I don't. And the Eagles, by the way, are out of timeouts with 22 seconds left. So they'll probably do an out route to the sideline to try to stop the clock quickly and get him into field goal range. I'll tell you what, though, I have been happy with the offense in general.
I agree.
Yeah, they've pleasantly surprised me because of the fact that they've had just such bad weapons to work with, and mainly Carson Wentz is that wide receiving core that you just talked about is probably the worst you've ever seen, and he's doing a decent job of let's call it what it is, kind of managing the game. But also, and I got to give credit to Doug Peterson, who's been running the ball effectively quite a bit.
Yes, and the other thing that happened, I guess we should mention for people who might just have been tuning in, I guess, is the Lane Johnson injury.
Yeah, I haven't mentioned it yet because we just popped on. But yeah, Lane Johnson taking off with an apparent head injury.
I wasn't laying blame, sir. I was not laying blame.
Oh, no. I completely understand what you're saying there, but it's worth mentioning 100% because he's obviously one of the best. Oh, that's not ideal. One of the best right tackles in the game of football. So bad snap there. It's going to be fourth down. Eagles are probably just going to, unfortunately, go into the half without any points. As the Patriots end up taking a timeout to stop the clock, but that cannot happen on a key third down. You can't have a bad snap like that. Wentz did a good job to pick up the ball and look downfield and try to make a play, but that's inexcusable from a veteran center like Jason Kelce.
And it's chilly out, but it's 40 degrees, so it's not cold to where his hands should be affected by it. Above 40 degrees, it's not a weather thing that snapped.
Yeah, it's concerning to me because I don't know how you felt about going into this game. All week long, I felt pretty good about the Eagles' chances, but then when I woke up today, I didn't feel great. Something just changed in me. But when they started the game off the way they did, and they started off so hot, it's like, okay, you know, they have a decent shot at this. And this is another example of just a self-inflicted injury. You're taking points off the board, possibly. You were right there, close to the field goal range target, and because of stupid penalties, or not stupid penalties, I'm sorry, stupid mistakes, now you're having to punt the ball instead of going into the half up 13-9.
Yeah. I can't argue with you. It's...
Well,
although...
Go ahead.
Under the circumstances, probably as good as to be expected.
Yeah, probably, I guess. It's just frustrating because, as Mike Mussinelli says, you know, sometimes your expectations change because of what happens. And when your expectations are, okay, let's keep it close, but then all of a sudden the Eagles jump out to the lead that they did and granted, it's a long shot, but they'll probably take a knee here, but to go into the half up one, it's a little... And also to be giving the ball back to the Patriots to start the second half, it's a little frustrating. But the Eagles do go into the half up 10-9. Ty, we'll take a break here. And then when we come back, we'll pod you up. We'll also have David Tuckman on to go over the lines right now. The line right now on PlaySugarHouse.com is if you want to get in and bet this game, if you like the Eagles and think they're still going to win the game, you can get them on the money line plus 148. The point spread is Eagles plus 3. So I've bet both of those already. I'm not going to double down on it. But if you haven't, make sure to head on over to PlaySugarHouse.com and cast your bet. So we'll take a break. It is Pat Egan, Tyrone Johnson, the Green Zone on 97.5, the Fanatic.
97.5, the Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5, the Fanatic. Talking about the game during the game. You're in the Green Zone.
Presented by PlaySugarHouse.com.
Now, Tyrone Johnson and Pat Egan on 97.5, the Fanatic.
Yeah, welcome back into the Green Zone. Eagles up 10-9 on the Patriots. The Fanatic Green Zone is brought to you by PlaySugarHouse.com with unique features and generous rewards. PlaySugarHouse.com is Pennsylvania and New Jersey's premier casino, custom designed for you. PlaySugarHouse.com must be 21 or over. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. So, Ty, we get them on every show. Obviously, this is an abbreviated show because of the Sixers game, but let's bring on the man, David Tuckman, to give us the betting lines and whatnot. Tuck, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing, Pat?
I'd be better if they got points on the board before the end of the half, if we're being honest. But hey, you know, they're leading this game. Right now, if you go to PlaySugarHouse.com, you can get the Eagles plus 140 on the money line and plus 3 on the point spread. Do you like either of those?
Yeah, I kind of do. I mean, I'm going to be honest. This game could go either way, and I think we know that. the Eagles were not lucky to be up after the first half. They fumbled the ball, and frankly, you know, you look at the way they moved the ball down the field, and the Eagles are not lucky to be in this game and to be leading this game. And frankly, you know, Tom Brady and that New England Patriots offense has shown some signs of, call it what you will, I mean, they're just not world beaters anymore. You know, I mean, Tom Brady, there's a little bit of rust there. You can tell, they don't have the receivers that can really take advantage of the Eagles secondary. So I think this is a close game, and I think it's going to be a field goal game down to the wire. Who's going to get the turnovers? Who's going to get the missed field goals? That kind of thing. So if I'm getting plus 140, I'm going to go with the Eagles.
All right. What are other some of the games that you like today? I mean, there's not many, obviously, still going on, but are there any in-game, because that's one of the beautiful things about Play Sugar House, are there any in-game bets that you do like?
Yeah, I mean, go again. We got to run, man. Sorry, I was thinking. We were on San Fran, Arizona earlier on, and I like Arizona. I think there is some value there. Last I checked, it was plus 310 for Arizona to win the game. They're down by 1 point. So this is going to be a close game. I think Arizona, 2 weeks ago, Arizona played San Fran, and it was a 3-point game. I expect the same thing today. We were on Arizona. We were on the over, and I like Arizona here plus 310 as well.
All right, we also have Tyrone on the phone. He's live from a TV studio. So, Tyrone, I know you've been trying to get a word in, but go ahead.
Sorry, Tyrone.
No. I was looking at the ridiculous money line on the Raiders Bengals. Even though the Raiders were only up 7, minus 2,000 on PlaySugarHouse.com. Bengals plus 850. At plus 850, is it worth just a couple of dollars maybe on the Bengals?
Yeah, I mean, I think those kind of bets are fun. I mean, you look at the Raiders team, and this is not a great Raiders team. I mean, Cincinnati's terrible, and we know that.
Yes.
But,
yes.
You know, at plus 850, you don't need to win this bet very often for there to be value. I have not bet on Cincinnati, but I have put more money in Arizona. And like I said, I kind of like the Eagles. I wouldn't shock me if they lost this game, but I think at plus 140, there's value.
Now, for the second half of this game, how do you see this one playing out?
I think you're seeing a low-scoring game. I mean, the Eagles don't have the receivers to stretch the field, to exploit anything there. I think they want to run the ball. We saw what Miles Sanders can do. And I think on this other side of the ball, the same thing. You know, you're looking at Fletcher Cox getting in the backfield, disrupting Tom Brady. I love the adjustment that Jim Schwartz and the Eagles defense made when it comes to defending the screen pass, because you know that's what the Patriots want to do. You know they want to slow down that pass rush, and the Eagles made a great adjustment and kind of took that out of the game. So I think it's going to continue being a low-scoring game, and at the end of the day, whoever makes the biggest mistake is probably going to lose this game.
All right, Tuck, we'll talk to you in the fourth quarter. I definitely want to get your take on the Sunday night football game and also the Monday night football game. But hopefully when we talk to you in the fourth quarter, the Eagles are still up ahead. So
Sounds good. We'll
talk to you
Monday
in an
night,
hour
by
so.
The way. Yeah, Monday night, by the way, is my pick of the week, okay?
All right, and you will be able to get that coming up in about an hour right here on the Green Zone. Tuck, thanks so much, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Later, guys.
All right, there he is, David Tuckman, once again presented by PlaySugarHouse.com. So, Tyrone, I don't know if you've made any bets for this game. I did. I liked the Eagles earlier in the week, so I took them. I also hit their money line earlier on in the game when they went ahead because of the fact that they were still favored. Did you like this game going in?
I did not like this game going in at all. In fact, I hated it. But now I'm starting to feel better for this one reason. I don't say what you want about Carson Wentz. If you look at the stats here, since we are at the half, Tom Brady is 11 for 25. Carson Wentz is 11 for 16. Yes, he had the fumble, but he also had the touchdown. I think that Brady's age is finally starting to catch up to him, and I thought it, but now seeing it up close, I think Brady's going to make the big mistake. I actually think the Eagles are going to find a way to win this game. I just need to know which player on the Eagles is going to make that one big play on the offensive side of the ball. And I'll give you these candidates, and you tell me which one you think will be the most likely candidate. It's either going to be Miles Sanders, Zach Ertz, or Aguilar. One of those three is going to have to make a big play in the second half, and I think it's not going to be Ertz because I think they're going to key on him.
Agreed.
So I'm going to go out on a limb and say I think Aguilar makes a big play in this game, and he'll be the reason that the Eagles win.
See, the guy that I thought coming in, and I wish you know we were on before the game started, because no one's going to believe me, but the guy I thought coming in was going to be Goddard. And I thought that, though, a lot of games going into the season because of what you just said. A lot of teams are going to key on Zach Ertz, which means that Dallas Goedert should be able to get open. Now, he's already made an impact in this game. He had a touchdown going in, but I think you need to see more Dallas Goedert going in the second half. Out of your list, though, I like Miles Sanders because they're showing a dedication of running the ball early to kind of break the will of the Patriots defense, which is a very good defense. So if I had to pick one of those, I can't in good conscience pick Nelson Aguilar. You know, I mean, the guy's happy with catching a ball out of the back of the end zone, not even trying to get his feet in. So I can't in good conscience pick him, Ty.
No, that is a very good point. I just think he's going to be single covered throughout, especially in the middle of the field, because I think they're going to do everything they can to take Ertz out of the game. And that's the main reason that I had that thought. That was the reason. Not because I suddenly think he's a good player, because he's not a good player. That was the main reason. I think that Belichick's going to take away Ertz, because why wouldn't you make him go somewhere else with the ball?
Yeah, and you know, he burned you in the Super Bowl. Granted, it was 2 years ago. It's different teams. Both teams have been saying that. I do wonder, both these teams have been asked about the Super Bowl so much this week. They've both said it's not a distraction. At this point, they've been asked so much, how can it not be a distraction? You know what I mean? It's like every time they get in front of a podium and get in front of reporters, they're asked about the Super Bowl to the point where it's got to be on their mind just a little bit as the second half starts. The Eagles bottle up the kickoff around the 12-yard line or so. So, Ty, if you do like Nelson Aguilar to get the next touchdown for the Eagles, you can go on PlaySugarHouse.com. Nelson Aguilar plus 600. So I'm actually surprised it is it's not a little bit lower, and that tells me that Vegas actually likes your assessment that Nelson Aguilar might be a good guy to bet on there. And then my guy Dallas Goedert is also plus 600. So I don't see them going back to Dallas Goedert. One guy I bet on earlier this game was Jordan Matthews because of Wentz's good relationship with him. And Jordan Matthews is a plus 1100 right now. The long shot. Okay. The long shot is J.J. Arcega-Whiteside with he's plus 1,800.
I wouldn't go near that.
No. You know, they took away a J.J. Arcega-Whiteside catch earlier in this game for an illegal man downfield or something. And me and the D-Train, Dylan McKinnon, had the same reaction, which is you cannot take away one of the only productive things he's done in this entire season. You can't do it. And yet they did.
No, that's absolutely right. Real fast, if you want to do an instant bet on PlaySugarHouse.com, you can bet on this drive. The favorite on this drive is the ball punted, followed by touchdown, plus 275, field goal attempt, plus 360, turnover, plus 525, and safety, plus 50,000. So you can bet literally what will happen on that drive right now on PlaySugarHouse. But I think there's going to be a punt. They're plus 100 on a punt.
And ball punted. Yep. Now it's plus 100. I'm going to stick away from these because I never get them right. Ever.
You never get them right.
You know, I just throw away my money on that one. So, granted, I usually only bet like a quarter, but still, those are fun low bets that, as I said, you throw, you know, a couple quarters on or something. Big gain by the Patriots here. They looked like they had Rex Burkhead wrapped up there, and he just busted on out for a big gain. So I would suggest not doing the punted bet unless there's a huge sack here. Bad tackling, Ty. Bad tackling.
And you can't do that after playing so well because that's a short pass.
Yeah.
Short play, I mean. That's a short play, and then you let it.
The defense is going to have to play. They're going to have to, as you said earlier, get a mistake from Tom Brady. You know, they're going to have to. They do a really good job on first, second down. But it's like third down. That's, I feel like, where Brady's doing a lot of his, you know, his work. And
that could have been stopped for no yards.
It's frustrating. By the way, Ty, I know you're not here, but we do have a Jamie Lynch bro coming in hot. We're all on alert right now. We're just waiting for it to happen. So,
yes. Well,
Andrew's here though. Andrew's here, but I'm sure you'll be able to hear the door just slam on open when it happens.
Because why wouldn't it?
Yeah, we'll keep you updated, though. Eagles up 10-9 right now as the Patriots continue to drive. They're on the 20-yard line of the Birds. So hopefully the defense can stop here. As third and one, they end up converting it. So I feel like they're letting this game slip away. The Patriots, barring a missed field goal, are going to walk away with some points here. You have to have your offense come on the field and respond. You can't have a fourth and or a three and out. I mean, you got to actually put points on the board. It's going back to, it's such a shame of what happened at the end of the half, you know, where you basically were in field goal range. You were about 2 yards away from it. And because of stupid self-inflicted mistakes, yeah, you end up having to punt the ball. So second and 10 right now. And let me hop on Play Sugar House and see what those lines are. Because if you still like the Eagles right now.
The money line now, the Patriots minus 305, Eagles plus 230.
Yeah, that's insane. I mean, 230. It's kind of insulting.
Yeah.
It's kind of insulting. I'm going to be honest with you. They're not that bad of a team. But that goes to how much, you know, people value the New England Patriots for good reason. Although I agree with you when you said there's been kind of chinks in his armor a little bit. And Tom Brady.
He hasn't been great in this game. He's been far from great. Jesus, the problem is
Christ.
The Eagles just don't. They have to make a big play, and they don't have anybody out there who can make a big play. But got some good news, though.
Yeah, give me good news after that touchdown. Give me good news.
I don't have a lot.
I don't know, but this is the second time they've tried a trick play. This time it's worked. They tried a flicker earlier in the game. They throw it out to Julian Edelman on a bubble screen when it looked like it was a bubble screen. Obviously, he is a former college quarterback. Flings it into the end zone to Philip Dorsett for the touchdown grab. I don't know about you. It seems like Belichick came out and was just hell bent on running trick plays in this game and being successful at it because of the fact that the Eagles were successful in the Super Bowl on running the Philly special as the Patriots go for two.
Yeah, I think that's part of it, but I think the other part is he knows his offense isn't good enough to get it done conventionally, so try to do some trick plays and hope it works, and it did.
Yeah, it did. I mean, Philip Dorsett was wide open, and the conversion for 2 points is successful for the Patriots, so they now lead 17-10 on the Eagles. The Eagles
this
were...
game's over.
No, he crossed the plane. You think this game's over?
Honestly, now I'm deflated. I think this game could be over.
I think a big test is going to be how the offense responds. I think if they get into a duel with a shootout with these guys, okay. But if they come out, they go three and out. I'm leaning towards your side. I'm not going to say it's over because they're only down by touchdown. But I would be leaning towards agreeing with you there. It's just so frustrating because, you know, about an hour ago we were riding high, and next thing you know, the Patriots are going to be the Patriots. So right now on Play Sugar House, the betting is closed. They are reworking the lines. We'll keep you updated on it though. But that's frustrating. That is frustrating. We need to see how Carson Wentz and the offense responds. But again,
for sure. The Raiders game, that line's down. It's 14-10. If you want to bet that game, Bengals plus 540, Raiders minus 835. And San Fran minus 215 on Play Sugar House. Cardinals plus 165.
Can't believe the Raiders are only beating the lowly Bengals by 4 points.
So, I mean, there's value there if you want to get in on PlaySugarHouse.com. Betting the Bengals, not a lot of money. Don't put the mortgage on it.
Yeah.
Don't put the rent on it.
No, but you put a dollar on it. I mean, they were plus, they were plus what, 900 about 20 minutes ago? And now we're sitting here and they're plus 510. So the lines change pretty often. So you got to hop on these at PlaySugarHouse.com fast. But as you said, the Arizona Cardinals sticking with the San Francisco 49ers. I don't think a lot of people had that game yet. If you like the Cardinals, plus 188 in that. So there's a little bit of value there. And then once again, if you like the Eagles coming back here, they're plus 400 on PlaySugarHouse now. So I'll put a quarter on that.
I'm gonna go do Sixers Outsiders.
All right, Ty.
I'll be back.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Sounds good, man. There he is, Tyrone Johnson. He has to do his other job and leave us for the time being. But we will continue to do it with, and we'll just swap one tie for another. Switch Tyrone Johnson out and Tyler Zuli in. So we're switching ties.
Well, it makes it easy for you. You don't even have to worry about a name change because you can just call me Ty if you want.
I mean,
it's a little weird, but
I usually call you Tyler.
You can do whatever you want. It's your show.
Julian Edelman, hate the face?
No. Yeah, no, I don't.
For me, he's a hate the face.
No, it doesn't bother me.
He's a hate the face for me. Can't stand him.
What does bother me is the fact that you hold a 10-0 lead and you let them get it to 10-9, and then they march right down the field to begin the second half. That bothers me.
Yep. I can't really add to that because it's so damn true.
I mean, right down the field. There was no resistance.
Once again, right now, if you still like the Eagles, which they're only down by a touchdown, plus 400 and play Sugar House, I like that bet, so I put a quarter on it myself. One bet they don't have is over under when Jamie Lynch will run in here. Like, you know, he's on fire. But if you had to guess, I'd say what?
Well, he's got a 73 team parlay.
647?
That he's 67-0 on right now. So he's waiting on those games.
647 over under?
I'll take the under.
Okay. First and 10 for the Eagles. As I said, they really need to get some points on this drive. I don't even care if it's touchdown.
I win. Where's my money?
Wow. Jamie Lynch in here, 624. Yeah, he's clueless. He doesn't get it. Second 10 for the Birds. They need some, whether it be three, whether it be seven. Seven obviously would be the most ideal, but they just need to get back on the board. Their offense is completely stalled in this game.
I mean, 111. I know this Patriots defense is top-notch, but 111 total yards.
No, but the way that they just drove down the field in that touchdown drive, they were just stilling their will on them, and come on. You gotta catch that ball. Gotta catch that ball. And now we're sitting here in third and 10. It's your worst fear possibly coming true. And,
That ball hit him in the hands. Yeah, it's gotta be caught.
Gotta catch that ball. Well, it's par for the course for Eagles receivers this year, even though it's a tight end.
Not the tight ends, though.
Yeah. When I said receiver, I meant people that are supposed to catch the ball.
So people with hands?
Yes.
Okay.
People with hands that are eligible to catch the ball. What are you doing? Dude, you make a great door, not a great window. What, you're stealing my Swedish fish on top of it? They're not a communal Swedish fish, Jamie. I'll offer you Swedish fish. You don't just take. Who raised you? I hate that. I hate that play call.
That's a bad play call.
That's a terrible play call. I mean, you're third and 10, and you throw a slant pass as if you have Julian Edelman. You don't. So you throw it to Jordan friggin' Matthews.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. There is no one this game on either team that has that high step breakaway speed to run that play. No one in this game is converting third and 10.
Nelson Agholor
on
is the
either
closest
team.
Thing, and you don't have any confidence whatsoever that Nelson Agholor can actually do that. So, look, defense is coming back on the field. I don't feel like sitting here and trying to be positive when Tom Brady is dicing up your defense. So we'll take a break now. And when we come back, we will hopefully be talking about an Eagles drive instead. You know, hopefully it'll be three and out. But it's Pat Egan. It is Tyler Zuli. Tyrone Johnson will be here shortly on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic. Talking about the game during the game. You're in the Green Zone.
Presented by PlaySugarHouse.com.
Now Tyrone Johnson and Pat Egan on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, welcome back into the Green Zone. The Green Zone is presented by PlaySugarHouse.com. Okay. That's not a great pass. PlaySugarHouse.com With unique features and generous rewards, PlaySugarHouse.com is Pennsylvania's and New Jersey's premier casino, custom designed for you. PlaySugarHouse.com, must be 21 or older, gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. So, Tyler, when we took a break, I was saying how hopefully when we come back, the Eagles have the ball and they're driving. Sure enough, that's the case. That's the good news. The bad news is I hate these play calls.
Everything seems so scared.
100%. I mean, the one play to Zach Ertz in the flat, they throw that so much, and it never works. Well, first of all, Zach Ertz, yard after the catch, is non-existent.
Well, we've talked about it for weeks. Yak is not a thing with Zach Ertz, so why are you throwing short of the sticks?
Yeah, when you throw a one-yard out route to Zach Ertz, he's going to get exactly 1 yard.
Might get 1.5. Fall down forward.
Bold strategy, Cotton, and it never seems to pay off for him as they hand the ball off. Good run right there.
Well, and Pat, right there, that play was emblematic of that first half drive where they shoot up 8 minutes.
Yeah.
They pounded the football.
Exactly. As Jamie Lynch, who will be on the postgame show, always says, feed Boston Scott.
It's true. He's said it multiple times.
Rock. And you can hear him on the morning show, obviously, tomorrow. And you can hear him on the postgame show after the game. But Jamie Lynch has got his Boston Scott jersey on. He's all Boston Scotted up with his Fox hat and his Boston Scott jersey. Eagles pick up the first down. They really need to start getting some points on the board. They started this game off so well, kind of dictating the pace of it offensively. And they've just slowed up.
Well, and so often you can say it's a one-touchdown game. Not in this game, and not with this team. This Patriots defense is too good to say it's only a one-score game.
Yeah,
you have to be able to... striking distance is a tied football game, which is sad.
Right now, if you still like the Eagles, they have the ball, plus 390 on PlaySugarHouse.com. So I've already bet too much on the Birds today, so I'm going to stay away from it because I can't lose all my money if they end up coming up short, especially with the weapons that they have right now. I really, really hope that that's going to be on the Patriots, because if Isaac Seumalo jumped, I might jump as well, jump out of this building. All right, let's get the call here. Cool. False start. Thanks, Isaac Seumalo. Thanks so much. Isaac Seumalo consistently every game looks absolutely lost. He looks like an old man at a bus stop. Just wondering what's going on.
Did he jump the line? Because if 71 jumped the line even a little bit, that's the wrong call.
No, apparently he didn't get in the neutral zone. So, but there was a screen pass earlier in the game, and unfortunately it was during the Sixers game, so we couldn't comment on it. But I think it was Miles Sanders made a good play on it and ended up getting positive yards. But Isaac Seumalo literally looked like Vincent Vega in Pulp Fiction, looking around like, do I cover this guy? Do I cover that guy? Look, amazing hair. He sucks at being an offensive lineman. He's terrible. Like, they desperately need to fix the left guard spot in the offseason.
Well, it's going to have to come through the draft.
It's going to have to.
They don't have enough money to make it a free agent.
You spend a third-round pick on Isaac Seumalo and he can't play. That's concerning.
But that's the thing. I mean, it's a third-round pick. And I understand that we have bashed Howie for his draft pick because they haven't been very good, but you're probably going to need to invest a high pick.
Well, and that's the problem.
You've got so many holes.
You have so many other holes that... Is he so bad where you invest a high pick in it?
It's probably not.
Yeah, I agree. Probably not. Third and 15 here.
Not when you know you need a receiver.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's so frustrating because Wentz throws to... offensive line completely obliterated there. Andre Dillard... Or no, I'm sorry. That was Big V. Just run over for the sack. They'll end up punting. You know, on that second down play, he throws to Jordan Matthews, and it's every time he steps back and throws, really, if it's not to Zach Ertz or Dallas Goedert, it's yuck. It just feels gross.
Well, and I genuinely don't know the answer to this question, so maybe you can help me. I'm not being facetious here. Can Dillard not play right tackle?
I don't think
so. Because at this point, why is Vitae playing?
Yeah, I don't think they want him to. I think that's the big part of it. Not a great punt.
I think he got blocked.
I just think he shanked it. Terrible punt. You cannot give Tom Brady that much space. I don't know. I expected Andre Dillard to be playing right tackle. I mean, obviously it is different hand in the ground and whatnot, but it's questionable for sure. I'd rather have Andre Dillard out there than Big V. So Eagles,
especially when you've been transitioning Big V to guard anyway. Now you've kicked him back out as the right tackle. If you want to talk about totally different position, it's 6-1 half at that point.
Yeah, I'm sure Doug Peterson will be asked about it, about why they didn't put Andre Dillard. I'm with the camp that I'm shocked that Andre Dillard kind of didn't Wally Pip Jason Peters a little bit in his job.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised as well.
Jason Peters is starting this game, so granted, now it's only a matter of time before Jason Peters sneezes and comes off the field because he's like 150 in football years. So
he might be 150 in real people years too.
Yeah, he's up there right now. By the way, if you still like the birds, plus 650 on the money line at playsugarhouse.com. But you just gave the Patriots incredible field position, already down 7. So it feels like, Tyler, they're just letting this game just slip away.
It does. And this is not the kind of team that you can play this way and expect to win. I mean, the defense has been tremendous. I mean, outside of that drive and to open up the second half, the defense has allowed 3 field goals.
Yeah, they've shut down Tom Brady and the Patriots offense.
And that's the big caveat. There's a huge but to it. You cannot score 10 points against New England and expect to win.
No, you're going to need more. It's a good defense. We all know that. But you're going to need more points than 10, especially with the way that you opened up this game, looking like you had a good game plan that was working. And once again, your offense is stalled now. Whether that be on Carson Wentz, whether that be on just the weapons that he has, because as we said, he doesn't have a lot to work with. Every time he seems to throw the ball, it's gross on top of gross on top of gross, the wide receivers that he has to work with. But still, those are the guys he has to work with. He needs to make it work. He needs to make chicken salad out of chicken you-know-what. So 610-632-0975 if you want to get in right now on the Green Zone to give us your live reaction. Only place you can give your live Eagles reaction is on the Green Zone. So right now on Play Sugar House, we talked about some other bets that you can make. The point spread is the Patriots -10. -10 for the Patriots.
That's under the assumption that they're going to come down the field and score.
Yeah.
I mean, it has to be.
I can't bet it. I can't. I've already put too much in it. You got to talk me out of it.
You bet with your heart too much.
Well, 100%.
You don't bet with your head enough.
100%. That's why I lose all the time. That's why I just throw away paychecks. 610-632.
Well, I know you're about 18 cents up after your Temple win last night, so.
Huge. No, I put 5 units on that.
Wow. That's big time for you.
$5 on that game. So that was a huge bet for me. And I didn't bet the UFC fights last night. So, yeah, we were having a decent weekend until, today's 1 o'clock games hit. As the Patriots have the ball, 2nd and 4 after this play, we'll pot up Chris in Penn Salkin. So, Chris, just sit tight, man. I just want to see how this play here develops. Be huge if the defense could hold the Patriots and get a stop here. Good job. Really good job by Malcolm Jenkins to get that incomplete pass. So let's go to, if you could actually pod him up for me, let's go to Chris in Penn Salkin. Chris, you're on the Fanatic.
What's up, brother?
Chris, how are you, man?
Man, not good, man. This isn't even fun to watch every weekend anymore, man. Like, even when we lose, I'm still excited to watch it. They're just not, they don't do anything right.
This isn't the most exciting game in the world. It's
just so weird, isn't it? It's just Carson Wentz has 94 yards, man. I understand we don't have no wide receivers. 4 sacks, 3 of those 4, he held the ball forever, man. I don't understand what he's doing.
You know, Tyrone Johnson brings this up all the time. You have to think about the weapons that he has. I know it gets brought up all
the
time.
The ball away,
but Chris, he's waiting for guys to get open. They're just not getting open. It's not like he's holding the ball for the sake of holding the ball.
They put the time up on the TV. I never seen them do that against Carson at all since 3 years.
Yeah, ago. Are they showing who's open and who's not?
Yeah, they did.
So all these guys are open, right? Nelson Aguilar. All of a sudden, Jordan Matthews has gotten open.
Pat, I'm not saying they're open. I'm saying what they're saying is once you don't see him open, throw the ball away or roll out. He's sitting in the pocket.
Next thing you know, it's 3 and out, and we're sitting here bitching. Carson Wentz is screwed either way. You're going to complain about what Carson Wentz does in this situation anyway. He's either throwing the ball away and they're punting.
I'm the one that wanted him. I wasn't bitching, so don't be a smart ass with me.
All right, Chris, you're out. Chris, I'm done. And I appreciate you calling. I really do. Here's the thing. You call up and start complaining about him holding the ball, and it's because CBS put up a time. Oh, my God. We need to. He's got no one to work with. I can't preface this any more to you idiots out there. He has Jordan Matthews, who was taken off the scrap heap, Nelson Aguilar, who can never catch the ball, and J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, who has one catch all season. Oh, and don't forget Mac Hollins, who hasn't caught a ball since September 26th. But let's bitch and moan because the quarterback is holding the ball too long, trying to make a play to win you a football game. Because we all know if he would have just thrown the ball away after 2 seconds, people would say he's not waiting for receivers to get open, and now they're punting. Carson Wentz is screwed no matter what he does in this game because the general manager has not given him anything to work with. Anything, all right? So stop calling up and saying he's holding the ball too long and think about why he's holding the ball too long. He never used to do it, but all of a sudden he's got no weapons and all of a sudden he's holding the ball too long. Think, people. Think before you call up. It's not rocket science. It really isn't. It's not hard to figure out what he's doing out there. Jesus Christ, he's holding the ball too long. So let's just throw it away. But then let's complain when they go 3 and out. I mean, what the hell do you want him to do? Throw the ball and miraculously the next play, Nelson Aguilar is amazingly going to get wide open. J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, remember, had to catch a football and he got separation. No one's getting open because all these receivers suck. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to John in Collegeville. John, you're on the Fanatic.
Dude, you're holding the mic too long. You think Carson Wentz is holding the ball way too long. He took 2 sacks at the end of the half.
Uh-huh. Yeah, one of the sacks was what?
Dude,
wasn't one of the sacks a bad snap? I forget. Was one of the sacks a bad snap?
He overthrows everybody.
Was one of the sacks a bad snap? Answer the question.
He still could have
Was the snap? Was the snap at his ankle? Yes or no? Yes or no? Was it at his ankles?
Yeah, and then he took the sack.
Okay.
Are you watching the game?
No, I'm not watching the game at all. No. No, I'm just throwing stuff out there. Yeah. Thanks, John. Thanks for the phone call. I appreciate it, bud. God bless. You're doing the Lord's work out there. Yeah, it's all Carson Wentz's fault. He's just taking stats. You know, Carson Wentz is the first quarterback to ever love getting hit. He just lives for it. He just eats it up. Oh, I'm just going to hold the ball too long and pray to God they just smash me. Oh, I love that. Jesus Christ, you people are idiots. I have no problem saying it. You people are morons out there. He's holding the ball too long and taking sacks. Huh, I wonder why. Maybe because the snap was at his freaking ankles. And guess what? If he doesn't pick up the snap, you're probably bitching about the fact that he didn't pick up the snap. Once again, he cannot win with you. He can't. He cannot do it. And even if he wins this game, you're probably not even going to give him credit for it because you're going to say he, quote, game managed. My God. This is why we can't have nice things. This is why. This is why we cannot have nice things in this city. Because you have Carson Wentz, and everybody knows he doesn't have weapons. Everybody knows he's behind the eight ball. He doesn't have his right tackle. His left tackle is about 150 in football years. But, hey, you know, it's all Carson Wentz's fault. I have a headache right now. Probably Carson Wentz's fault. Jamie's out of Coke over there. Probably Carson Wentz's fault. Oh, no, you've got an iced tea? You're good? That's Nick Foles' fault right there, that you have iced tea. All right? I mean, let's just blame everything on Carson Wentz. If it rains, probably Carson Wentz's fault. If you have a bad announcing crew with Dick Stockton, Carson Wentz's fault. I mean, just add it on to the list. Flyers shootout woes, Carson Wentz's fault. Ben Simmons not taking jumpers, probably Carson Wentz's fault. Just add it on to the list, people. All right, they start with horrible field position on in the third quarter, 3:15 left, 1st and 10. Let's see what this penalty is. Hopefully it's encroachment. Nope, that was on the Eagles, so probably Andre Dillard is in the game, which is something that we wanted, but he takes a false start penalty. Whose fault is that, Tyler?
I'm sure you're probably going to say Carson Wentz.
It's Carson Wentz's fault. Carson Wentz's fault. Just blame everything on Carson Wentz. It's got to be Carson Wentz's fault. All right, they are basically at the half a yard line, away from the end zone. So no, they're on their own end zone. So let's see what they do here. Not great. You need to pick up some positive yardage there on 1st and 11, so it'll be...
This is going to get to a point where Carson Wentz is punting on third down. Yeah, that's if they don't get any yards on the second down play, Wentz might punt.
Yeah, that shank punt that Cameron Johnson had was also Carson Wentz's fault.
I'm not kidding, though.
No, I know you're not. I'm not kidding either. Let's just blame everything on Carson Wentz. I mean, let's do it. The callers are going to do it, so why don't we do it? Let's just continue it. Second and 12. Total yards of the half, man. Eagles have 9. It's pathetic. That's bad. Now, part of that is on Carson Wentz. All right, they get positive yards there, so this will set up like a 3rd and 8?
No, it'll probably be like a 10. Because remember, they were backed up 2nd and 12.
Yeah, you're right.
It'll be closer to 10.
No, 3rd and 8.
On the money. All right, you're right.
On the money.
I stand corrected. You're right.
Nailed it. I'll take a call after this third down play. Matt Collins coming out of the game. There's a bold strategy. God. By the way, if the Eagles have on their Facebook page, I don't know if they do it on Twitter, they show him coming in the stadium every week because he wears like a retro jersey.
And he rides his bike.
If I never see that again, I'll be thrilled. So sick of the Matt Collins just getting paid to play football. All right, Wentz back. Bad throw. Now that is Carson Wentz's fault. But once again, and this is the problem I've had with this offense, and in all honesty, this is a problem that I had with Carson Wentz, is you need 8 yards there, and he is consistently throwing, what, 2 yard gains? 3 yards?
No, well, I mean, to be fair, and it goes back to your point. He's got no receiver separation.
So
his option is to throw that pass or to throw into coverage and almost effectively punt by throwing the ball 45 yards in the air.
Yeah, I mean, if Miles Sanders catches that ball, you're still punting. It's probably a gain of 3, and you're still punting. If he takes a sack, it's a safety. If he tries to fit it in there, it's probably an interception. So he's stuck between a rock and a hard place. But let's take a phone call. Let's go to Alejandro in Northeast Philly. He wants to talk about Carson Wentz.
How you guys doing? Yeah, I'm on that boat too. I'm a first time caller your show this time. I usually call in the morning at work, but I'm really pissed off right now. Carson Wentz is not the only one to blame. Let's put it at that.
Let me just clarify. He is to blame a little bit. But
yes,
he's not the only one out there.
He's not the only one. So my thing is this. We had 2 weeks to plan this game out. And whatever we did in the first half was good. Whatever happened, what changed? I mean, what did Doug do bad this time that we look worse now than what we did 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, and I think it's the fact that the Patriots have changed their game plan a little bit and adjusted, and the Eagles have not. Now, granted, the defense is playing very well, but the offense, they look lost. It's unexpected, but they look lost.
And like you said, these guys are going crazy. It can't be Wentz's fault. He has nobody to throw the ball to. I mean, if you're in a position with these bums that he's got to throw to, I mean – What are they watching? They keep blaming Wentz. He has no one to throw the ball to.
Alejandro, I don't get it either, man. He's on his third option for a wide receiver.
Matthew's on his street.
He's on
Aguilar can't catch.
He's on his third option for running backs.
We can't blame him. I don't want him to get hurt. Let's just bench him and put somebody else in because I'm afraid one of these downs he's going to wind up getting hurt.
Yeah, and thanks for the phone call, Alejandro. I don't want to bench him. He gives you your best chance to win, and they're still only down 7 right here on a 2nd and 17 after a nice sack. But I agree. I don't want to get hurt, which leads me to the point that Carson Wentz holding the ball too long on purpose is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. As if he's every quarterback wants to get the ball out as quick as possible, but they also want to let their play develop.
Every quarterback also knows that sometimes a sack is worse than forcing a throw.
Yeah.
At least the good ones do.
It's frustrating to me that the play at the end of the half that one of the callers alluded to, it's a bad snap. He's able to pick it up, and yet there's still nobody downfield. Because it's gotten to the point, that should have been the 4th interception of this game. It's gotten to the point where if Carson Wentz sees that you're open, he's going to throw it. No one's open. I mean, you don't think for a second he's finally going to go, oh, my God, thank God someone's finally open.
and chuck it down there? I think some people think that Carson Wentz is looking at open receivers and wanting them to be a little bit more open. No, if he sees the open receivers, you do it. But he is on his third option, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth options of wide receivers. He's on his third, fourth options for running backs. And the only position that he's solid at is tight end. And even then, they're clogging up the tight end position because they know he's their only option.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, you've noticed that they are checking Ertz at the line. They're checking Goddard at the line. They're getting jammed as soon as the play develops. And that's the slowdown step that the receivers, that's where the receivers need to get open, and they don't have any separation ability. So now you've got receivers who can't get open and tight ends who are getting checked at the line. That's why you're seeing Wentz hold on to the football so long.
Yeah, he's not doing this because he really likes holding on to the football. It's just a stupid logic. It really is. It's if a guy is open, he's going to throw it because no quarterback likes getting hit. None of them. Especially a guy like Carson Wentz who's dealt with injuries in his career. So, but consider what he has to work with. And I'm not talking about weapons, by the way. I'm also talking about the offensive line as well. Lane Johnson's out for this game. Isaac Seumalo is playing just like Isaac Seumalo plays. It's not an ideal situation. If you escape this game with a win, that is a massive win. It's not just that's a good win. That's a huge win when you consider all factors involved. And I'm pretty sure if you were to, at the beginning of the season, say, okay, here are the receivers you have. You have Alshon, you have Deshaun. All right, we're good there. Aguilar in the slot. And then the day before you go, all right, scratch that. You've got Mac Hollins, Nelson Aguilar, Jordan Matthews. Those are your wide receivers you're throwing out there. I don't think anybody out there is going to give them much of a shot to beat the Patriots. Yet they're a touchdown away from this game. And people are bitching and moaning as if they have Harold Carmichael and T.O. out there lining up a wide receiver. They don't. They have a guy that was on the street a week ago. They have Mac. I haven't had a catch since September 26th, Hollins. They have Nelson. I'm not even going to attempt to get my feet in bounds. I'm just happy to catch the ball.
Have you ever seen that graphic that was put up about Tony Snell from a few years back where he played like 28 minutes and had zero across the board? And the joke is, he was literally out there just running around. That's Mac Hollins.
That's Mac Hollins.
Every week.
I joked last week because on the pregame show, it was Jason Avant. Jason Avant said, and I didn't know this, he goes, you don't steal another wide receiver's route. You don't do it. Ever. I didn't even know that was a thing. But he goes,
what does that even mean?
You just don't steal his route. I don't know. But he said, you don't do it. You don't steal another wide receiver's route. And apparently Deshaun did it his rookie year. And Jason said he reamed him out. And my joke was that Mac Hollins' route is he is the first guy to whoever made a play. If you ever notice, whoever makes a play, Mac Hollins is the first guy there to give him a high five and a pat on the back. And if you Boston Scott, if you Zach Ertz, if you're the first guy there, Mac Hollins is going to ring you out. Because he's not here to catch footballs. He's here to be a locker room guy. He's here to wear retro jerseys before the game and pat guys on the back. The problem is they need more production out of a guy who literally has not had a catch since late September. I mean, it's unfortunate, but it's the cards were dealt in this situation as Eagles fans. All right, let's go to the lines. All right, I logged out. All right, I'll log back in. But in the meantime, let's go to Sean in Virginia. All right, Sean,
how are you? What's up? Look, so I don't want to call and argue with you, but it's partly Carson Wentz's fault. I'm going to tell you why. They paid him a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you guys make a lot of excuses about this guy. I love Carson Wentz. I'm not going to give you the Nick Foles thing, but look. So Jimmy Garoppolo really has no receivers. He has a defense, but he's finding a way to score.
He has Emmanuel Sanders.
Yeah, okay, but come on, man. He ain't done nothing, really.
Come on, Kittle.
Man. See, there you go with that.
No, I'm just throwing who he's got.
Russell Wilson. He only has Lockett. He doesn't have anybody else.
I mean, DK Metcalf is pretty good. As a rookie, he's okay, better. Look, I mean, hey, Sean, I get it, but he's better than what your rookie that you took in the second round and J.J. Arcega-Whiteside.
So the point is this: we got a couple of guys that get paid a lot of money.
Agreed.
To make no name receivers make plays. I mean, I get it. our wide receiving core sucks. But that's what happens when you get paid a lot of money. You're expected to do a lot of things. He's not doing it, so he's got to take the rap. And here's Mr. Fearless Doug Peterson that writes a book after one damn Super Bowl. And look at him now. He's being out-coached.
Yeah, I didn't like that move of writing the book.
We should be winning this game right now, but we're not. And it is what it is. I didn't really expect us to win the game, but we're hanging in there. But at the same time, man, it comes down to coaching, and it comes down to Howie Roseman making stupid mistakes with these dumb draft picks.
And Sean, thanks for the phone call, man. I agree with that. I mean, Howie Roseman, looking at his last drafts, they will induce vomit. It's absolutely gross. And to his point about Russell Wilson, look, DK Metcalf's a rookie, but he's a productive rookie. Your rookie and J.J. Arcega-Whiteside can't get on the field over guys like Mac Hollins, who, as we just said, has not, I'll continue to hammer home, has not had a catch since September 26th. And we're being told he works really hard, which is even worse. I'd rather hear he doesn't work hard, because then there's at least hope that he, you know, can wake up. But you're telling me this guy works hard. This is the best we're getting.
So you'd rather the lazy narrative.
I'd rather.
Oh, he's lazy. He'll be okay.
This is telling me he works his ass off and he still can't catch the football. Oh, way worse. All right. Right now, if you want to go on PlaySugarHouse.com, you can get the Eagles plus 475.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.